You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, but I'm now joined by John Gingrich, the author of the book The Appetite Factory. John, thanks so much for joining us here today.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Doing great, thanks.
You wrote The Appetite Factory while losing your sight. Can you go into your sight loss a little bit, please?
Sure. So I have retinitis pigmentosa, which is hereditary, progressive, incurable disease of the eye. To make a very complicated thing sort of brief, photoreceptor cells in the retinas lose their ability to process light, beginning from the outer ring of the retina and then going toward the center. And so you begin to experience progressively more and more vision loss, starting with your peripheral vision disappearing and then gradually narrowing toward the center of the eye, where your central vision eventually goes to in many cases. I was diagnosed with that when I was in my 30s. Most people who have the condition, because it's hereditary, they have a relative who has it, and so they have some idea what's coming. But in my case, things were a little different because my parents carried a recessive gene. So neither one of them expressed any symptoms whatsoever. And we didn't even know that they carried the recessive gene until their genetic profiles collaborated to make me. And then I began expressing that gene in adulthood. RP is a really kind of tricky eye disease because you never know what's going to come. You don't know how the disease is going to progress or when or how much eyesight you'll lose. Some people go completely blind by the time they're teenagers. In my case, I didn't start to lose my vision until I was in my 30s. And even for a while after I'd gotten diagnosed, things were relatively okay. And then it seemed one day I woke up and things went to hell very quickly. So that's just the way it manifested for me. I was writing the novel when I discovered I was losing my eyesight. Obviously, this really freaked me out and it lit a fire under me to finish the book as quickly as I could, which is saying something because I've just naturally always been a very slow writer. I finally, finished the book and I managed to sell it. But by the time I managed to sell the book, I'd lost almost all of my eyesight. So I only have a couple degrees of vision left. And I made the idiotic decision not to tell my publisher that I'd lost my vision. I really hadn't told anybody. I'd kept it a secret. I finally got to a point where I just had to come clean and let everybody know. My friends, coworkers, the publishing company, you name it. I just had to let everybody know that this was happening to me. And so what I did was I wrote this article that was published in The Guardian, where I effectively came out of this disability closet and told everyone, surprise, I'm blind, which, as you can imagine, shocked people a great deal and confused people a great deal.
You mentioned there that you decided to keep it a secret. Why was that? Did you not want to be labeled as the blind author, or why did you decide to keep it a secret for so long?
I'll just say that, I was embarrassed. And I think that is a discreetly reasonable position to take when you find out that you're disabled. What a lot of people who aren't disabled don't know is that along with the disability, there's this accompanying wave of anxiety and depression and loneliness and all these things that follow with it. And those are akin to a second disability in some ways. And so, I was just embarrassed and I was upset. I also think that for a lot of people, men in particular, expressing a problem or coming clean with a problem operates off some baseline of vulnerability. And there's one thing that men collectively don't like to do, it's to admit that they're vulnerable. I count myself among that number, whether I consciously walk around with those beliefs or not. I was embarrassed. I suppose when it came to the publishing company, I was worried how they were going to handle it. I mean, would you be enthusiastic about promoting and marketing a book written by a guy who can't see? I mean, that doesn't really sound like a pretty great proposition. It was something that I did, I think, pathologically out of a need to ensure my survival, at least in a professional sense. This honestly did me a lot more harm than good. Pretending to see when you can't really, it's about the most idiotic thing you could do. And it just, life became just a series of just daily embarrassments for me as a result of this. And it got to the point where things were so bad where I realized that I sort of dug a hole and it would just be much better to finally come out and come clean and to let people know. And so the article was the way that I went about doing it. I just kind of laid it all out instead of calling every friend individually, contacting every coworker individually, reaching out to my publishers with some kind of maudlin email about what had happened. I figured that the article was the best way to do it. I don't know. Life is messy. Things like disability are messy. And we never really process things in a very clean way, I guess. But that's okay. And, you know, I mean, that's just kind of like what the fog of consciousness is about that we're writing about when we tell stories.
So finally, John, what's next for you? And where can our listeners catch up with you online?
Sure. So I have a collection of short stories that I've already finished writing. And right now I'm working on where and when that's going to show up and in what form. I've been publishing short stories for about 14 years, so I've decided to compile the best of those as well as some new ones, and that's going to be coming out within the next year or so. I'm also writing a number of essays on disability and blindness now that I've kind of gotten over this hump, and I've kind of come clean with all this stuff, so I have some new material coming out in various different publications that I can't really talk about right now. You can, you know, you could find my book on Amazon, The Appetite Factory. It's available pretty much anywhere. My website is johngingrich.com, just my name, where, you know, you can find that book and sundry other things that I've written. And that's pretty much it.
Well, fantastic stuff. John Gingrich, author of The Appetite Factory. Thank you so much for joining us here on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me.